I recently had a conversation with a woman who had come in to talk about issues with her ex-husband around custody of their children and also parenting with their young children, some things about the kids' behavior that she was struggling to know how to address and how to respond to. But the more I talked with her, the longer that conversation went on, and I began to realize that I was hearing an underlying mix of thinking and behavior that has come to be known as codependency. I've had hundreds of these kind of conversations over the years. People don't come in to talk about codependency. That's not the presenting problem, or at least very rarely. A client will come in and say, I'm codependent and I want to talk about how to not be codependent. The presenting problem is almost always something else, but then it becomes apparent that there is this mix of behavior and thinking that we're going to call codependency. We're going to define this term, we're going to describe it, we're going to talk about how to get free of it. It's become fairly common in our vocabulary, in our culture, but it's still slippery. If you ask a group of people, what is codependency? You'll get a range of different answers. So we want to be clear about what it is we're talking about in this lesson, because this is a pervasive issue. Everybody's codependent, and we're going to say a lot more about that in a few minutes. But some people are wildly codependent, and it ruins their life.